is the Giant Sports Show on the Voice of the Valley, AM 1450 KBMW. Brought to you by Giant Sunflower Seeds. Giant Seeds. Go big. Or go home. And now, from the KBMW studios, here's KBMW Sports Director Andrew Zimmel.
Good Saturday morning, Andrew Zimmel hanging out with you as we get ready to start another basketball season. Got a bunch of basketball coaches coming in today. Coaches from Breckenridge and Wahpeton and NDSCS. And, of course, we start our Saturday morning with head coach Jeff Ralph. Coach, how did Glory Days go? The alumni games last week, that was a ton of fun. I bought a jersey. I don't know if you saw. I got the Triple XL number 50 jersey, so it's hanging up in my apartment right now. I'm going to have to wear it when we go to Thompson next week. Good fundraiser, good support.
You know, we had eight teams, which, you know, maybe we get seven sometimes. We've had six. I don't think we've ever dropped a five, but we've had pretty good support. We had eight teams, and you know, it's $100 a team, and we end up, I mean, some guys just throw a 20 in, so if they got six, it's 120. But we ended up with almost $1,200, $1,193 or something. I mean, that's for that one day. That's a really good fundraiser for us. So, and for me, it's like a reunion.
Yeah, it's like a family reunion too.
So I love it. To get to see the guys, even the guys that just graduated and they end up winning it, but I don't see them either. Mm-hmm. You know, some of them are still in town going to school or whatever. So for me, it's really a homecoming thing, and it's really fun to see the guys and talk to them about, you know, what they're doing. Logan Strand, for example, a 2015 graduate, and he's coaching a college team north of the city somewhere, and where he went to school, he went and played there and went back as an assistant, and pretty soon he's the head coach, and I think probably running the whole college. I don't know what he's doing there, but, you know, have a guy like that come back and where he fitted into a scheduled play, it's pretty cool. And all the guys, I mean, we've had, I think, Andrew Lunsetter, one of our assistants, he's a 2005 graduate. He's probably played in every one of them. So it's just fun to see all those guys come back.
I think it's cool too, because you have the people who have like new families too, so that's kind of cool. And it's kind of like I said, a family reunion, because they'll bring their kids, and it's like, you know, hey, that's next generation of Huskies coming through the door there.
Yeah, Nate Pratt was a 2012 graduate, and he's there with his wife and kids. And Carson Miller is a 2012 graduate with a just recently married and has a baby now. And so, yeah, it's really fun to see all those guys come back and see, you know, hear about what they're doing now. And you know, it's Zane Medhog was my neighbor, lived right next door to us. Him and my son Connor were good friends, whatever. And you know, just to hear what he's doing now, and you know, going to, he's actually a trainer for kids in the cities. And he said this fall he probably went to 50 soccer games because he has all these soccer kids he trains, and he said they're good. It's high level, and volleyball too. He said high level athletes that he's training, and then they want him to come to the games and watch them. And so it's pretty cool to hear him kind of in that coaching thing, but also the athletic training part. So it's pretty cool.
Something's changed. Coach Ralph stays the same. Let's talk let's talk basketball, because we have games coming up next week. It's the start of the season, so this is our little preseason tip-off here, as you know, the girls are already playing games, played in Monat yesterday. So how has practice looked this week?
You know, I was really excited for practice, and I still am. But, you know, then you really realize again how much work you have to do before that first game. And I think this year we're probably three practices short of what we have been with, you know, how the schedule started or whatever. But, you know, that just means we got to get everything in faster. So I think it's gone pretty well. We'll find out today. You know, defensively, I think we've done a really good job of fouling a lot in practice.
And harden them up, toughen them up.
That's something we're going to have to, you know, we're going to have to judge how they officiate that today. And Coach Caveney and I have talked a lot about how that we're going to have to make sure we figure that part out. You know, I mean, we want them to go hard. We want them to be ball pressure on the ball pretty hard. And I think, you know, we've done that in practice, but it might be just a little overboard. But we've let it kind of go that way because we want it to be that way. And you know, you get fouled in games, and sometimes it's not called. So you gotta fight through that. So that's something. I'm really concerned with how we're gonna rebound. You know, we're not that big. You know, Jaden King about 6'5", Cooper's about 6'4". Landon's about 6'2", Matt Cummings about 6'3", so we're not that big. And then our guards, you know, that drops off to 5'10", 5'9", and so I'm really a concern with that. I think we can guard really well.
Preaching team rebounding.
Well, we are, and we're going to need to do that. We're going to have guys go and get some rebounds maybe that didn't come to them, but I think it's gone really well. I think the kids have practiced really hard. You know, they don't really have any choice in that. I mean, that's just what you have to do if you're going to be any good and what you're going to do if you're going to survive in practice. So I think it's gone really well. I think our seniors have, have been really good leaders. I think maybe we saw in our season last year Cooper Klosterman as a bench guy. Didn't hardly play, but with just good energy and a good leader and talking on the floor, and that's transferred to this season, you know, and now he's going to be a major contributor for us. So
I was going to say, he is the name, and we're going to give Cooper a shout out here. He's the name that every time people talk to me about, like, this upcoming season, they say, this kid is lighting it up. This guy looks so much better than he did last year. And I think that's a testament to the work he puts in the offseason.
Yeah, I think so.
On Facebook, I follow your Facebook page with the Wahpeton basketball, and you always have, like, hey, open gym, people are shooting, you know, getting the shots up, and he's a face that I've seen a couple times. Yep. So I think it's paying off.
Yep, and I think he's a kid that we're going to rely on to do some scoring for us, and not so much as a post player back to the basket, but some trail three stuff maybe in transition, or some spot up stuff, or maybe a screen and spot up, but he's knocking them down, and you know, that's another concern of mine. We had some guys that could shoot last year really well, and you know, now we're trying to figure out, okay, who's that guy this year, and I think we got a bunch of guys who are waiting to take that role, but it's just been, you know, it's kind of sporadic. You know, the first 5 days when you can't lift your arms to shoot because you're that tired, you know, shooting becomes more difficult. So I think today we'll see it, you know, maybe in our scrimmage where they're a little fresher. We didn't really do a lot in practice yesterday because I want them to, you know, to be a little fresh today and be excited for the game today and have some energy. So
who you're scrimmaging? Fergus Falls, correct?
No, Sargent County.
Sargent
today.
County, yep. Got it. Okay.
Yep. Well, and just a great day for us and for them too. They typically run three teams, but they're going to divide up their C squad and make a ninth grade team too. And those teams are playing right now, but we'll get a chance to see some pretty good teams. I mean, they were in the top four in Region One, which, you know, Region One won it last year, won the whole thing. So pretty tough region, and they were right there at the end with the best teams, right with Castleton, I believe, mm-hmm. in the semis. So. It'll be a good test for us. A lot of good players back for them, you know. And we're virtually an unknown. I mean, there's no, you know, everybody picks everybody else. That's fine with me.
Well, I was gonna say the opposite. I think has happened a couple times. I've seen some people pick Wahpeton pretty high, not only in like our district, but also at the end of the season. Like not maybe out of the top 10 in the top 15, but. You know, you talk about the lack of size, and then you're losing guys like Caden Hocker and Caden Kappas, two shooters. And I got to think to myself, like, are there guys in practice who you've seen that have, like, really stepped up from last year's team that say, well, like, hey, Hockert's not here. This is my time to, like, start putting some shots up.
You know, I think the biggest improvement that we've seen from last year to this year is with Jaden King.
Mm.
Aggressive with the basketball, really shooting it well. You know, we had Ethan who... You know, you get anywhere from 10 to 27 rebounds in a game. And somebody's going to have to do that this year.
Yeah.
And, you know, it's going to be Jaden. I think it's going to be Cooper a little bit. But Jaden's going to have to carry some of that load. And I think we've really seen a big improvement from him. And we're going to need the offense from him. You know, I maybe shouldn't say he's a lefty post player, you know, and that's odd. So then he go right to the left and score, you know. And I think he's that guy. I don't think we've sorted out the Caden Hockert replacement yet.
Okay.
I think we have some guys who are right there. You know, I think Noah Berge as a senior, you know, we would like to see him fill that role, you know, as a senior. I think Bjorn Kubla, Bjorn's probably been our best shooter in practice, a junior for us, and a kid that handles the ball okay. You know, he's got enormous hands and he's a good passer, and I think can be a good defender. We've seen some things from Bjorn where maybe he's going to be one of those guys too, you know. And for me, you want the seniors to play. You want them to be the leaders of the team. But when it comes down to it, it's going to be whoever does the job mm-hmm. that we need. And I think we got some guys ready to step in. Joseph Gomez.
I was going
to
ask about him, yeah.
Another kid who, probably not a great three-point shooter. Will knock one down when he's open, but more of a penetrator and a herky-jerky kind of a guy who gets guys up in the air and draws a foul and can make his free throws. You know, he might be one of those guys. You know, Trey, I don't know if you could describe Trey any other way than just streaky. You know, when he's running, he's a streak going down the floor. But he'll make threes.
White lightning.
Right? He is. And a lot of times he's just going too fast. But I think he'll settle in as we get going. But he's another kid who he can do so many things. He can get to the rim, can pull up and shoot a jumper. You know, going in the lane, pulling up and jumping 3 feet off the ground and shooting the jumper, nobody can block it even for a little guy. So, and if he's open, he's going to shoot a three, and he can make them too. So I think we got a bunch of guys. I really like Noah. You know, I think Nick Langenwalter, you know, probably not the greatest shooter, but a kid who's going to play because he can lock people down. And, mm-hmm. and so I think they all of our seniors really bring a piece to the table. Then we got some really good complimentary guys, you know, that maybe won't be complimentary guys. In our younger grades. So, you know, Braden Steffen's been solid at the point for us as a sophomore. I love that. He's going to be around for two more years after this. So, you know, I like that. He's a good shooter, good pull-up guy, mid-range guy. And, there's just a lot of pieces that we're still trying to fit together. We've only practiced five times. I mean, we had all those open gyms, which was, you know, kind of ragtag.
Yeah, that's organized chaos.
Right. But we're getting there, so.
There's things you can teach. You can't teach height and you can't teach speed. And you talk about trading. He's a guy that you can't teach that type of speed. And you'd rather have somebody play too fast and too slow,
yep.
right?
Yeah, he's going to be a major contributor for us on both ends.
And Gomez and Steffens, they both stepped in last year as freshmen and played in kind of different roles off the bench when guys got in foul trouble and stuff. And I thought they both played with a ton of poise. That was the big takeaway I had last year yep. from that freshman group. Was it two or three guys yep. that kind of got some playing time? That none of them looked like the scene was too big for them. So excited today. Sargent County is scrimmage. Can people come to watch?
Sure. Yep. Use the west door at the high school. Come in. We got 9 o'clock. Our ninth grade kicked off. C squad will be 10:30. I'm thinking it's going to be sooner than that because I don't think these games will last an hour and a half.
Mm-hmm.
JV will be at noon, and then varsity at 1:30. So
who's calling the fouls?
Are open.
Who's calling the fouls for that JV game? You're going to tuck the whistles a little bit.
Well, actually, we got some guys to come in and ref, so okay. I'm really happy our local pool has come in and. They're in their season already.
Mm-hmm.
So then they have to come and do a scrimmage, and maybe they got a ref tonight too. I don't know. Yeah. So, you know, I was really pleased. I talked with Tim Campbell and got some guys to come in. And I think we'll have some really young guys for these first couple of games, which we need. If there's guys, people out there wondering if they want to ref and have some knowledge of basketball, we need you. We have all of our sub-varsity games. We need guys to ref those games. So, you know, for the younger officials who want to learn, that'd be a great way to do it.
Yeah, and you know, I saw some EDC games last year. I think that I think we need as many officials as we can get.
We do. We absolutely do.
Head coach of the Wahpeton Huskies, Jeff Ralph, talking to me this morning. Coach, thanks so much for coming in.
Thanks. Looking forward to next week.
Next week we'll be in Thompson. No show next week because we were covering girls and boys in Thompson. So do you have any prediction on that? Do you give us the lowdown?
Well,
what the scouting report
looks
like?
I'm pretty sure our bus will get there, and then we'll see what happens once, you know, My assistant coaches have really done a nice job of scouting those guys. So, I mean, I have not looked at Thompson at all. I'll that's a project for this week. But they're really good. I mean, they got a lot of guys back. They lost the Sarcevic kid who went to Kindred. But they're going to be really good. They were at state last year and kind of had a rough end of their first game and end up, you know, in the loser bracket. But I think they're going to be a really good basketball team. And I really believe our kids are going to walk into Thompson's gym, and it's going to be a packed gym.
You know,
Thompson's number one in the state girls, and our girls are predicted to be pretty good, and their boys are supposed to be good, and we're the former Class A team coming in. So I think it's going to be a fun atmosphere for our kids to see what this new league is going to be like. And you know what? If I have to predict, well, of course I'd say we're going to walk out of there with a victory.
All right. Love to hear it, Coach of the Wahpeton Huskies, Jeff Ralph. We'll be back with more in a moment on the Giant Sports Show.
And Now, back to the Giant Sports Show with Andrew Zimmel on the Voice of the Valley, AM 1450 KDMW.
Good Saturday morning, Andrew Zimmel, hanging out with you, and I couldn't ask for better weather. No snow or limited snow on the ground. I get to walk to work on a Saturday morning. I'm not having to bundle up, and you know, that's what makes Saturday mornings like this so great. Another reason it's so great is to talk to Jordan Christensen, head coach of the Breckenridge Cowboys, because he's one of those smiling faces that gets me through some of these games. So let's talk about Fergus Falls yesterday. They're going to 3A, or they're in 3A now?
I think they're in 3A now. They had been in 2A for a little bit.
Fergus is growing.
Yeah, they were big, and then they had a couple just down classes, like numbers-wise. And they were in, I think the last time we were in 2A, which would have been 3 years ago now, they were in our same section, but then we moved down to 1A. But last night, they're a good basketball team. I thought our guys did a good job of doing the things that we worked on all week. Like, to start the game, They're an athletic team, so it gave us some issues. But as far as we worked a lot on closeouts and jumping to the ball and being where we're supposed to defensively. And kids probably thought the week of practice was boring, but it is what it is. And we got better throughout the week of practice. And we offensively, it was 43-24 after the first half. It really... As coaches, we talked going into the locker room, we probably should have held them to about 35. We had a couple transition defensive lapses where we didn't sprint back fast enough and didn't get matched up, and they get a wide open three or quick swing into a dunk, essentially. A guy catches up and goes baseline, and they had a few kids that could really get up. So it's all things that are fixable. It's not like a sky is falling thing. And we talked with the kids, like, this is a long season. They're a really good basketball team. They're going to be one of the better teams we play all year, and it just so happens we start with them game one, and the score looks worse than the game was. They kind of came out second half and jumped us. We had in the first half, we did some good things. We had quite a few off. We had eight. I think we had six offensive rebounds in the first half, and then second half didn't do a good enough job of that. We scored a few times on offensive rebounds in the first half. Hit a couple threes. Limited ourselves to 11 turnovers, which it's still got to be down around that eight mark a half for us to be competitive and be in games. Because then when we turn it over, it turns into layups the other way. But then the second half, we kind of they jumped us to start the half, and it was a quick run for them, and we ended up turning the ball over 16 times. And a lot of it's stuff like we're going to work on this week. Wings got to come back and catch the ball. Like,
so they were full court pressing you then?
No, they were just kind of up the line, up the line denying our wings at times. I think there was like four or five passes in the second half where point guard probably didn't throw it in a great spot, but also our wing guys got to come back and threw the ball. And where if he comes back through the ball, that guy's probably fouling him, or we're at least catching the ball and getting into our offense. I will say, I'll give our guys a lot of credit. We kind of switched our offense from last year. We tried to do some motion concepts last year, and it was probably too much freedom. And this year we're going a little bit more spot to spot and some ball screen action, dribble handoff action with some back cuts and back screens. But they ran it well, and when we did get the ball reversed a couple of times, like swung from one side of the floor to the other, and that's, people probably heard us in timeouts getting after the kids, like, you got to reverse the ball. We got to swing it. We can't just play on one side. And when we did that, we looked like a pretty good offensive team. And when we just threw it to the wing and drove down into the corner, that's exactly what Fergus's defense is designed to make us do, and we struggled at times when we did that. So we're going to get better.
Of course, yeah.
And, like, just to highlight some of our kids, two kids that, like, I didn't know going into this year what we would get from them. C.J. Bernard, he's a senior, and Colin Succo, also a senior. C.J. started for us last night, and he did a lot of good things. He had 4 assists and 4 points, and he moved the ball. He made some really good passes, and a couple of them were, like, he could have very easily had about 8 assists because he'd kick it out to a guy on like a skip pass after he's driving, wide open threes, and we just
shots weren't falling.
Yep, we didn't hit some shots, and then we blew a couple just like easier ones inside. But he's a kid that like his passing ability helped us out last night, and he's really stepped up as a senior, which we need. And then Colin Succo, the big man, our kids, and the whole like team gets fired up when he goes in because he's just a big guy, and he goes in there and he plays like he plays a little bit like Jokic if you watch it. Like he's just a big old dude and he catches the ball at the high post and he backs a guy down and shoulders him. It's not the best comparison, Zimmel. I know you're smirking at me.
No, that's a nice way to say that this guy, you know, couldn't jump over a bread box. But that's fine. That's fine.
But he gets his shot off and he plays off of 2 feet and he scored 3 points for us, and it's just good to see those two guys contributing in a positive way.
Yeah.
And then leading us, Bo Beyer had 10 points, and Jacob Kunkel had 8. I think Aiden Sanchez had 8. Cooper Roberts got his first varsity points. He had 2. Let me make sure I don't forget anything here. Caleb Albertson actually did a really good job on the glass for us. He had 5 rebounds. That's one thing we're really going to emphasize Monday. We got to rebound the ball better. We gave up, I think, 45% of the shots they took. They got their own offensive rebound.
Ooh.
So that's going to be – we're going to be doing NBA rebounding for any of you guys listening on Monday, which that's – they love that drill, but it gets a little – it's a physical
team rebounding drill.
So we'll get after it here. Let me –
I'd like some team bonding, some team rebounding drills. The next level of that is team diving on the floor, going after loose balls. We don't have enough guys going after loose balls, so we're going to roll the ball out there, and guys are going to dive on the hardwood for it. That's the next level of the team bonding, I'll tell you.
We're not breaking that one out quite yet. I thought our effort was there last night.
That's good.
I really did think our effort was there. I'll give our guys that. Like, Fergus is a good basketball team.
Yeah.
They returned a lot of kids from last year. I was watching this week going into the game. I was watching last year's film. Like, well, that guy's their best player. He's back. That guy grew 2 inches and definitely put on some weight. He's back. And it's just... it's like, yeah, they're going to be solid. We knew going in that was going to be a tough one.
It's just one of those tests, and this is how the entire – now, I'm not going to say the entire season is going to go for you, but when we looked at the season schedule, we knew that Breckenridge boys basketball had a very tough test to start the year. And like when you're in college and you know you have a professor who's going to give you a very tough test, sometimes you just got to eat it and go like, you know what, we're going to work on the GPA at the midterm. And, you know, this is a team that I think is going to learn a lot from this first test.
I think we did, and I think there's a lot of things we can go back and be like, all right, we're going to see multiple teams that are going to guard like Fergus did in the half court. So we'll go back and watch the film. We can find ways to attack how they're on and up the line and forcing us base, and they're really loaded to the ball. Their help side guy is just parked in the middle of the lane. But there's some things we can do. We missed Jacob Kunkel a few times in the middle of the lane where – he's great in there, and if we get him the ball a little bit more right there at that elbow area or just inside of that, he's going to score most of the time. Like, he's going to just jump up, and he's a high jumper, go up there and finish, and we get him the ball in more spots, and if we can get 20 from him on Tuesday night, which I think is totally doable, we'll be in a good spot.
Who do you play on Tuesday night?
Battle Lake.
Okay,
that's doable. So a rematch of the section playoff game last year that we lost. Battle Lake comes to town at 7:30.
Good.
Our kids are fired up. That's kind of a – since we've gone to 1A and played them so many times in football and didn't get to this
game.
Year, it's a little bit of a rivalry game. It's fun. They know us. We know them. And
yeah, and the difference is that our food establishments stay open later than theirs. Head coach Jordan Christian, I'm telling you, I'm not going to forgive him for that. I was hungry going home. Jordan Christensen talking to me this morning about the Breckenridge Cowboys. So game this Tuesday, 7:30, Battle Lake, show up. It's in Breckenridge. So
in Breckenridge, it'll be fun.
That'll be a fun one. Thanks so much for coming in, Coach.
Thank you.
You're listening to the Giant Sports Show. Coming up, Cowgirl Basketball after the break.
And now, back to the Giant Sports Show with Andrew Zimmel on the Voice of the Valley, AM 1450 KDMW.
Good morning, Andrew Zimmel in studio with you this on this Giant Sports Show Saturday morning, and we have a treat. It is time for Breckenridge Cowgirl Basketball. And we have a big winner. Got his first win as the girls' varsity head coach. It's Tony Buggenreef. Coach Bogey, thank you for coming in. I have only heard great things. We haven't known each other super long because I'm somebody who is antisocial, I guess. We just haven't had enough time to hang out. But our guy, Turner Bloffis, has been praising you pretty much since I got here. He's like, you got to get Bogey on. You got to get Bogey. And I was like, okay, this is the time to do it. So let's talk. Congratulations on your win on Tuesday night against Morris, Coach.
Thank you. I can't say that you can believe everything that Turner says, so we'll just go with that. Yeah, as you were there, you saw we got out to a big lead and were able to turn them over early. Helped with our confidence. We got our defense started our offense, and we were able to get out to a hot start shooting. So I think that just helped our youth and everybody just to feel comfortable getting out on the floor.
It was one of those things where, look, Morris, you come in, you look at the stadium, you see that it's a nice school, and you're thinking to yourself, oh, man, this is going to be a dogfight. And you guys had a game plan. You told me beforehand, you said, okay, this is how we're going to do this. We're going to, you know, we don't have a ton of size, so we're going to use a little bit of the perimeter shooting. We're going to use tight defense. And it was one of those title fights where one guy comes out of the corner and just KO'd immediately.
Yeah, I don't know if they were ready for our zone press right away. No. And talking to their coaches after, they weren't. I mean, last year we went more man on them. So I think they were a little bit shocked with that. And just our speed to cover those long passes, those long skip passes, led to a lot of offense. So just punching them in the mouth early and getting up on them really made them struggle the rest of the game.
It was one of those things, too, because you have, like, the names that you hear year after year after year because they've played since they were young. You know, Parker Yeggie, Jonathan Bernardes, and both of them had big games. Yeggie ends up with 26, and I thought to myself, you know, did you take your foot off the gas a little bit there in the second half, maybe play a little sportsmanship? I was thinking she might have gone for 40. I'm not even kidding. I was like, I think she can go for 40 tonight.
Yeah, I talked to Coach Janning on the bench, and I said, you know what, if she's got a chance at breaking the school record, which was 31, we'll let her have it. But we took the press off fairly early in the second half and wanted to work on our half-court stuff too and get more girls some playing time. So she had 4 in the second half. I'm happy with that. I'll take that every night. 22 and a half from her is unbelievable. So
absolutely incredible. And it was lights out shooting, not only from her, but from Emily Gowan, from from Jonica Bernardes. And it was just like everybody kind of showed up. It's one of those games where as a coach, you're feeling pretty happy about it, feeling pretty good.
Yeah, Emily hit 2 threes early on. Parker hit 5, I believe, in the first half. We shot 44% as a team from 3. So if you can do that, you're probably going to win a lot of games. We made, like you, I think you said, 11 threes in the game. So I'll be happy with that.
In the half court, you like to run the 2-3 zone, and Morris wasn't able to punish you for that. They weren't able to hit those outside shots. Yeah. Is that something that you think is going to be able to carry over? Do you think that 2-3 zone is going to work later in the season?
I think we knew going in that they had more size than we did, and not quite the capabilities from outside shooting. So that was that game plan. Now we came into Thursday night and we went more man. So
I was going to ask.
I think we just have to see what the other team's strengths are and try and play to that. I thought our girls did a really good job of rotating in our zone, so we might have to go to it a little bit more often than we had originally thought. But I don't know. We'll have to probably switch it up a little bit.
I like the headspace. So let's talk about the game. Last night?
Last night we went 2 for AZ. Not an easy place to play, but we were able to come out with a victory there as well.
Huge. So 2-0 to start your career, Coach. Look at that.
Yep. You know what? They came out and got up on us early, and right away, I've talked about it a few times, our youthfulness, it's a little bit worrisome. But we were able to chip away, come back, and then we got up, and we were up by 17 at half.
Wow.
Yeah, we were able to press, get them to throw it over the top. A lot of balls thrown out of bounds. So credit our girls again for pressuring them in the full court. But, yeah, we went with our man press that game, and were able to turn them over.
So now you got a couple of things in your utility belt, Batman. You're figuring out how to use the zone press. You got a good zone. Now you got man press. These are all things that you talk about the youthfulness of this team. Sometimes that helps because youthfulness sometimes breeds ignorance, and they don't know that there's any other way.
That is very true. Some of our girls, well, and a lot of them play a lot of basketball, even for as young as they are, and they play a lot of that man press in their AAU teams or just in their traveling teams as they were younger. So the zone press in the first game was a little bit more new to them. Some of them haven't ever played even a zone yet, even as ninth graders. So getting to adjust from one game to the other was huge, like you said, for them to be able to go from one to the next. But that ignorance is also there too.
So how has it been in year one in the driver's seat? Because I know you did a lot of the assistant coach. I know you really helped Coach Imdick last year. So how has kind of moving over, shifting from passenger to driver, how's that been?
You know, it's quite a bit different, but I feel like my assistants have done a great job of helping me out. I bounce a lot of stuff off them, and they're always willing to give their opinion, and Brenda's been at it a long time. She has a lot of basketball knowledge, and Tim's always looking at every side of things, and he's always thinking about it. So it's made it a lot easier on me just knowing that I have those two to trust. So it's been a change, but I feel like I'm fairly comfortable knowing that I have that knowledge on the bench too.
Good support system.
Yeah.
All right, there you go. No seniors on this squad. Two juniors, three sophomores that are pretty much your primary like starters here.
Yeah.
Have you seen that has been a problem anyway, like in practices or anything, not having senior leadership?
Not necessarily. I mean, our juniors and sophomores, like you had said, they have quite a bit of experience, so they are leaders. A lot of the girls look up to them, but overall, I haven't really noticed that. I mean, when we play some of these teams that are more senior-led, we might see some of it. But for the most part, I would say the ones that we have are really good.
So let's talk about the schedule coming up for you guys. What does that look like?
We go to Park Rapids on Tuesday and then to Barnesville on Thursday.
Those are two challenging games, Coach.
Yeah, we played Park Rapids this summer in a breakdown tournament. We end up losing a close one to them. And then Barnesville is tough. They have Abby John. She's really, really good. So we'll have to try and figure out how to slow her down and keep everybody else in check as well.
Well, I don't want to give away too much, but what is like the game plan to slow down a premier scorer like that?
Try and get in her head a little bit. Have Emily and Sydney, they're usually our two that guard the other team's best player. And actually going back to last night, they were able to hold Frazee's sophomore that averaged almost 20 a game last year to 11. So we'll have one of those two on Barnesville's best player, and that's most of our game plans will probably be if they have a standout, we'll have one of those two guarding them to start.
That helps out a lot. And, you know, we talked about before the game, I did, like, the players to watch. You know, it's very easy. You can pick Parker Yagi pretty much every single night. But I picked Sydney Roberts in the Morris game.
Yep.
I said, this is the player that we want to watch because of the intensity. We saw her on the volleyball court, now move over to the basketball court. She has an intensity. She brings it on defense. She's not afraid to, if you go into man-to-man, to get into somebody's grill.
Yeah, you never have to question her effort.
No.
I mean, she is in your face. I can't say that I would want to be on offense if she's guarding me. And she doesn't always show up in the stat column because she's in somebody's face the whole time. So if you're face guarding somebody, the shot goes up, you don't even know if the shot's going up. She's not going to get a ton of rebounds. She's using a lot of her energy on defense, so she doesn't score a bunch, but I tell you what, she affects the game more than most people know. Just if you look at the stat column, you don't see her, but she is a big part of our team.
We need to add the forced turnovers stat column there, because I guarantee you that there's a lot of, you talked about against Frazee yesterday, passes going into the stands. I know against Morris, there was passes that went over the bench, and a lot of those are affected by the person who's right in front of you.
Yeah, she, like I said, between her and Emily, those two last night did a great job. You could tell number 30, Jaden Sonnenberg, for Frazee was really struggling with knowing that she wasn't going to get the ball as much. Those girls did a good job of even getting through screens. Our other girls helped out well. Aaron Bloffus actually did a really good job of communicating with the guards to help, and then she would step up and also help out at the rim.
See, I find a lot of coaches find the most difficult part of coaching, not the X's and O's or the team chemistry, but getting the players to communicate on the court, whether it be a baseball coach or a football coach or a basketball coach, getting the players to talk on the court is like something that I know a lot of coaches lose a ton of sleep and hair over. For you, how do you get the players to communicate like that?
You know what? We struggle with that, and that's the thing that we try and communicate as coaches a lot during practices. Our first group is great. I mean, they're usually pretty good about communicating offensively and defensively what we're in, where everybody's at. But then after we go to our younger girls and mix people in, or we get tired, then we start to go away from that. And we got to stress that is almost as big a part of defense as just playing the game.
Yeah, has anybody ever run into a screener without somebody saying, hey, there's a screener there?
Oh, yeah, they let each other know. Yeah. I mean, our group is close, so they're able to let each other know if we need to do something differently, and they take it fairly well. So from my standpoint, it's nice to see them get after each other and not always have to have the coaches get after them.
Yeah, that makes life a lot easier.
That's right.
Head coach of the Breckenridge Cowgirls, Coach Bogey, thank you for coming in. You're a hole-in-one to me, Coach.
Thank you.
You're listening to the Giant Sports Show on KBMW.